Low Rates and Limited Liability Mean Hot Markets by Doug French, an Audio Mises Wire narrated by Michael Stack. What clear-eyed mortgage underwriter would sign on to a 30-year loan at less than 3%? After all, in Las Vegas, for instance, the unemployment rate in November was 11.5%, second highest in the country. The city's main engine, tourism, has been stymied by COVID. But as if there were nothing wrong, nothing to see, or no risks to consider, new home sales are on the verge of being the highest in 2020 since the historic housing boom year of 2007. Heading into the final month of 2020, the housing market in Southern Nevada continues to impress and defy normal seasonal trends. Smith wrote in the Home Builders Research Monthly report, cited by Eli Segal in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Despite the continuing uncertainty of the pandemic, low interest rates and low inventory have kept both new and resale homes moving at unprecedented level for this time of year. Realtors, I know, are swamped. They've never been so busy despite mask wearing and virtual showings. The resale market set another record, that's 6 months in a row, for the highest median price, $345,000. On the construction side, Segal writes, development plans have ramped up. Builders pulled nearly 10,400 new home permits this year through November, up 6.6% from the same 11-month period last year. While 9 million jobs were lost nationwide in November, as Wolf Richter perfectly describes the situation, quote, the housing market has gone crazy in many parts of the country, a phenomenon of the pandemic stimulus extend and pretend forbearance, free money, foreclosure, ban economy, from February, and that this crazy housing market couldn't last has become apparent to everyone months ago. End quote. On the finance end, Mark Cabana, head of U.S. rates strategy for B of A Securities, told the Financial Times' John Dysart, there is going to be a train wreck at the front end of the Treasury curve next year, 2021. There's a way too much cash chasing too little paper. Meaning, as Dysart writes, given what we know today about the U.S. government's likely spending over the next several months and its cash on hand, it is possible, even likely, that Treasury bill rates will be negative for a significant period of time. What does this mean for mortgage rates, typically priced off the Treasury curve? Credit Suisse strategist Zoltan Pochar told the Financial Times, yes, a bill shortage would radiate out the curve to the 2-year and 3-year out to the belly. If on top of that there is a flight to quality, it would exacerbate that move. Referring to Dysart's Financial Times piece in a series of tweets just before Christmas, bank analyst Chris Whalen said, with 30-year conventional mortgage rates closing in on 2.5% APR, and the Federal Open Market Committee buying 1.5% MBS coupons as part of quantitative easing, this is a good time to take cash off the table in IMBs and real estate investment trusts and go buy a well-located residential home. Perhaps the rush to buy homes makes sense. And then there's this. Total inventory for sale at the end of November declined to 1.28 million homes, down 22% from November last year, for a supply at the current rate of sales of 2.3 months, an all-time low. Wolf Richter points out, while some cities are losing population and housing inventory is increasing, nationwide housing inventory is slim pickings. Private lenders aren't driving this home purchase palooza. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the Federal Housing Authority guaranteed $7 trillion in mortgage paper as of 2019, which was 33% more than before the housing crisis, the Washington Post reported. The taxpayer is backstopping more credit risk than ever. The Post reported that nearly 30% of the loans Fannie Mae guaranteed were to borrowers whose house payment exceeded half of their monthly income, up from 14% in 2016. At the FHA, 57% of the loans it insured breached the high-risk echelon, jumping from 38% 2 years earlier, Damian Paletta reported for The Post. In a dozen states, mortgage loans were non-recourse, meaning that if the owner defaults, the lender can only foreclose on the collateral. The rest of the borrower's assets cannot be pursued. After the crash of 2008, Nevada changed its laws and is now a non-recourse state in some situations. The 12 non-recourse states, per FinancialSamurai.com, are Alaska, Arizona, California, Connecticut, Idaho, Minnesota, North Carolina, North Dakota, Oregon, Texas, Utah, and Washington. It's no wonder some of these states are the fastest growing in the country. For more content like this, visit Mises.org.